I want to speak to Bill White from Lucid Talk. It's a big day for the pollsters. They like to keep an eye on everything that's happening. Bill, I would imagine at this moment in time, should be at the Count Centre. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Frank.
So what's happening in Maharafelt, Bill?
Well, we're about halfway through the first, maybe three quarters way through the first stage, Frank. As you know, they count the first preferences as part of the first stage, and that's a crucial part of any PR account, you know, who's going to come out first in the running order. It's coming out really roughly around what our poll said. As you know, we had a couple of chats before the election. Martina Anderson's going to top the poll, probably around the percentage we predicted, just under the quota. Then we're going to have coming in is Dan Dodds, probably around again what we estimated. Of course, the interesting battle is going to be the battle for the third seat. And as you know, all our poll ratings were very, very close together. To be fair, we probably have underestimated Naomi Long a little bit, just by about 0.5%. She's going to be ahead of Danny Kennedy, probably. Danny Kennedy is going to be a little bit lower than what we estimated. And Colm Eastwood's in around the same as Naomi Long. Again, you mentioned it in your first interview, Frank, the shy voter effect for Jim Allister. That has come into play. Although we got a bounce in the second poll we did by about 1.5% up to 9.5%, he's probably overperformed that by about 1%. Now, again, in polling terms, that's all pretty accurate, but there was a shy voter effect that perhaps, you know, we didn't pick up by about 1%. So he is in the hunt. So basically, it's all looking very tight, as we expected, for the third seat. And, you know, it depends who goes out first. Naomi Long probably is a favourite at the moment because of the transfers perhaps coming in from Colm Eastwood or vice versa. So it's very, very interesting for people like ourselves who enjoy all these things. It's fascinating stuff.
Yeah, just explain for people who aren't fully familiar with how it's all counted. How is it for anyone who isn't aware of how it works going to be tight between three people if Naomi Long looks like she's the favourite?
Well, in terms of the first preferences, she's going to be slightly ahead. And as if everybody knows who takes part in elections in Northern Ireland, we use a 1-2-3 system, the first preference, the second preference, the third preference. If she's going to be slightly ahead of Colm Eastwood and slightly ahead perhaps of Jim Allister, then the lower candidates go out. Claire Bailey, who's polling probably below maybe what maybe she expected, who's the Green candidate, her transfers and the other minor candidates, they're number twos. A lot of them will go to Naomi Long and she will jump even slightly further ahead. So in this context, but then again, maybe tomorrow, and probably will be tomorrow, if and when Danny Kennedy is maybe eliminated, because Danny has underperformed. He's underperformed our poll by about 1.5%. Now, when he goes out, his transfers, you would resume, would go to Jim Allister, and Jim Allister may jump up ahead. But at the moment, if you look at the balance of first preferences across Colm Eastwood and Naomi Long, you have to assume, and certainly our poll showed the second preference patterns were the majority of Colm Eastwood's transfers, if he's eliminated first, will go to Naomi Long and a little bit of vice versa. So that's one pool, if you like. The other pool is Jim Allister plus Danny Kennedy. At the moment, the Colm Eastwood and Naomi Long pool is bigger, slightly bigger, and Colm Eastwood would maybe slightly behind Naomi Long. So she's ahead in that game in terms of they have a larger pool of votes to fish in, as it were, for the preferences, Frank. So that's the way. But it's all very, very tight, Frank. I mean, it is hard to tell that third seat still. It's turning out very much the way the poll, you know, predicted the way it makes. Because obviously all those third candidates you remember from our poll were all very close together. So it's interesting. Again, if Martin Anderson gets a surplus, you know, gets over the quota eventually, then that has to be transferred. And you have to assume most of that transfer will go to Colm Eastwood. So it's, again, that comes into the mix. So it could be a long sort of process. I don't think we'll get it finished today. I think it's going to go into tomorrow, but it's certainly very interesting.
The Greens got a heck of a bounce just about everywhere, and you're saying that Claire Bailey looks like as if she's getting less first preference than she may have wished for. Is there a suggestion there that people who would have seen Claire Bailey as their favourite thought that maybe Naomi Long was a safer bet?
Yes, I think, Frank, that came in. Sorry, not to just maybe slightly blowing my own trumpet a bit. If you look back at the interview we did this day last week, and me at that point, our second poll that we did, Jane Morris's, who's one of the pro-European very much pro-European, the same as Naomi Long, very much in that camp. Her vote in our poll dropped by 50%. It went down to 0.5, 0.6%. Basically, you know, not really recordable. Also, Claire Bailey's vote dropped. And what has happened there, and I think it's no disrespect to Claire Bailey and Jane Morrison, as you have just said there, I just think a lot of people have said, well, look, I know my votes. Let's realistically, my second preference, a third preference is going to Naomi Long. I'm still going to be voting Green in other elections, but in this election, I'm going to get in behind Naomi Long here. And that's why Naomi Long is probably overperforming against our poll slightly on the first preferences. Yes, you've made the point. That's, I think, is what's happened, you know.
You reckon we'll be well into tomorrow before we know who the third one is. Is that what you're saying? But we will know today who one and two are or not?
Oh, I think we'll know one and two. I think Martina Anderson will be declared elected today. Whether Dan Dodds is declared elected, and that's a mechanical thing, she will win a seat. But you may have to wait until other transfers, etc., come into play. And that may be tomorrow before she is declared as winning a seat. But, I mean, it's 100% certain she's going to win a seat. But just with the processes of the mathematics of eliminating candidates, transferring other votes. And, of course, it all takes time. And quite rightly, a very large staff here. But, you know, they have to have a break and that type of thing. And that all eats up time, Frank. So I think it is going to be into tomorrow. I'd expect Martina Anderson to be declared elected today, probably maybe slightly under the quota, and then there'll be one of the transfers today and she'll be declared elected later on, and then Dan Dodds will be next to be declared probably sometime tomorrow, early tomorrow, and then we're into the battle. That's when we see all how these transfers play out. It could very well be, Frank. I mean, it could be so close it could be a recount. I mean, candidates are quite legitimately entitled to call a recount, not if the whole poll, but I mean, at that particular count stage, they can call a recount for. So that could very much happen because it's very tight between all those four candidates. Jim Allister's now in the mix, still slightly behind, as I said last Monday, but he's very much in the mix again, as I said last Monday, you know.
And what's the atmosphere between the likes of the TUV, the Ulster Unionists, the SDLP and Alliance up there? Are they all staying well apart, or are they mingling and smiling and chuckling with each other?
Well, I think there's a little bit of the latter. Yes, indeed. I think everybody's going around trying to glean information off everybody else. And then if it goes on so long, they all come around in the circle again and they all start repeating the same stuff that they repeated about 40 minutes ago. So that's it's a lovely little rumour mill that goes round. And to be fair, it's you start hearing the same sort of old indication. I think this person is doing better now and that person's doing better. So but having said that, people at the count stage, you tend to find professional politicians at the count, Frank, are fairly friendly. You know, may not agree politically, but they're for mutual respect for each other, but like the football managers respect the other football managers, you know. So, and you get that at the count, you know, the battle's over. There's not much point in debating any more points. You're just waiting to count up the ballots, Frank, you know.
So if you're a betting man and you had to go for Anderson Dodds, would it be Anderson Dodds Long, Anderson Dodds Kenny, Anderson Dodds Eastwood, or Anderson Dodds Alistair?
I wouldn't put too much money on it, but if you wanted to put just a pound for charity or something like that, I would say it's Anderson Dodds Long, closely followed by possibly Alistair Dodds, Anderson Dodds Alistair, possibly, who could come in if all Danny Kennedy's transfers, as and when he goes out, if he goes out, transfer to Jim Alistair. I have to say Danny now, about an hour ago, it was looking, he was still in the hunt. He is, you know, a bit like a horse race, Frank. He is fading a bit now, Danny. I mean, he's when I said he's in the mix of the four, he's probably fading to the back of the field. And it's Eastwood, Alistair and Long. And Eastwood and Long are ahead of Alistair at the moment. So, you know, you have to think one of the third seats is probably going to come in, Long or Eastwood. And I would surmise Long at this stage.
So if it is Long, then there's two remain representatives and one leave going across, whereas previously there were two leaves and one remain.
Indeed, yes, Frank. And I mean, it is, as all the, you know, all the correspondents are saying and the commentators, I mean, it's quite a big moment in Northern Ireland political history, you know, that out of three seats in the European Parliament, okay, it may not sit for long, but it's the symbolism of the situation. There's two of them are going to be in a sense, non-unionist. You know, it's always been two unionist seats, one nationalist seat. Having said that, Frank, it all comes with the usual public health warning. You know, it all comes with the health warning. It's just hard to gauge, particularly in the transfers. Once you get into that, that does. There's a little bit of luck comes into play, a little bit of a lottery. Because, again, as all our research shows, people don't think as much about their second, third, and fourth preferences. They think carefully about their first preference, or most people do. And then they think a little bit about, oh, he did well in that debate, and, you know, yeah, obviously I'll give him a second or a third or fourth preference. So a lot of that is going to come down to that. And again, you know, there is a little bit of a lottery in that sort of situation.
It could be a very exciting finish. Bill, thank you very much indeed. Bill White from Lucid Talk, the pollsters, who seem at the moment to be on the money, but they could be proven to be wrong in the end. That's what makes it exciting.